This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, we spend a whole lot of time on this program talking about American workers. We talk about them on the first Friday of every month when the jobs report comes out.
Today, 266,000 new jobs.
I talked about in the jobs report being not too doggone bad.
More people coming into the labor force as well.
We talk about them when we talk about wages and why they're not going up more.
Wages are just keeping pace.
Wages? Not so great.
The American workers' purchasing power has basically stayed steady.
And we talk about them when we talk to the people doing the jobs where they have to scramble the most when there are big changes in the national and global economies.
Prices are just tumbling every day.
This is steel that we ordered 6, 7, 8 months prior.
You know, if there's one thing that retailers do is we adapt.
And we talk about them because the American labor force is the engine of this economy. But really, how much do we know about the people who make this economy work and whether or not this economy is working for them? That's the through line of a series we're launching today called The United States of Work, digging deep into the labor force and telling the stories of people in it. Some definitions first, though, I think. We are talking here about everybody over the age of 16 who has a job, wants a job, and is looking for a job. That's 164 or so million people. We are not talking about people who don't have a job and aren't looking, people who don't work outside the home, active duty military, and people who are incarcerated. But 164 million is way too many people to call up and talk to. So here's what we did. We took big picture data about those 164 million people, what kinds of jobs they do, how the government classifies them, and what the demographic breakdown is. And then we came up with 10 profiles, 10 archetypes, to roughly match the labor force as a whole. And then we went out and we found those people in real life. Hey, it's Kai Ryssdal in Los Angeles. How are you?
Hey, Kai. Stephanie Silverman in Nashville. I'm good.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hi, Kai.
We've got a doctor in rural Ohio.
I'm the owner. I'm the employer. I'm the physician. And I'm also the plumber sometimes.
A hairstylist in Boise, Idaho.
Boise's small, so it'd be interesting to be like at a restaurant and you look over and you're like, oh man, I gave that person a bad haircut a long time ago.
A truck driver from Kansas City, Missouri.
I notice people swerving. I notice people texting. I notice people looking back in the back seat at their children.
Them and seven more, and over the next week or so and for the rest of the year, we're going to be following all 10. At work, at home, at school, for some, all of them though, making a go of it in this economy. This is the United States of Work.
There's always things that you don't like about your job.
You work hard for what you want.
You know, every job has your ups and downs.
Whatever good job means.
I like the hustle. I like working fast.
It's not a career, it's a lifestyle.